Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Thursday, the 17th of November. There's a lad in England, and what he's done, he's collected 32 beers from every country playing in the Qatar World Cup.
Doesn't seem that hard.
Oh, no, he had to get London.
Did he have to go to 32 countries, or he get people in there?
No, he got about 20 beers from all around London and British websites, but then he called on the help of a friend in Barcelona for bottles from Ecuador and Uruguay. And then he got to Cameroon from a trade with a Belgian guy, and Costa Rica and Tunisia from a trade with a German guy.
I don't drink beer in Qatar. Do they make beer in Qatar?
Don't know. But from Australia, he used Australia's Cooper's Red Ale.
Wrong.
Oh, come on. Oh, wrong on so many levels.
Not the one.
So we said, we asked.
What should he have done?
Damn straight. As well as that, two other news. What a groom did at the wedding, or his wife.
Mm. What you should never, ever do, running a marathon.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
And leaving the Central Coast and regretting it. Like that lad from Melbourne. He went from Melbourne to Noosa. You know, you think, ideal place. No. He went back to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And the motto of this story is never give in, never give up, and in the end you will win. Robert?
Is that right?
Because you know how different things happen around the world, and you try and get people on the show to talk to you. Well, Tom,
every second event you go, I'm just going to text my mate.
Tom Slingsby. Slingers, a gold medalist, Olympic Games in sailing. Of course, he steered Australia to that GP victory.
We've spoken to him before.
Of course we have. Anyway, sent him a text after seeing that on the news. Hey, Tom, it's Paddy from Triple M. Congrats on the win, mate. If possible, could we give you a call about 10 tonight, your time, to have a chat on air? Yeah. Cheers, mate, Paddy.
And so then he
texts back. Nothing. Didn't worry about. What about Matty Parrish? Because Matty used to coach the Entrance Tigers.
Yeah.
And, of course, is now coaching Samoa. And Samoa are into the World Cup final against Australian Rugby League.
So you've texted the coach of one of the finalists of the Rugby League World Cup to get him on the show.
Yep.
Yes.
Hey, Matty, congrats on getting to the final, mate. If possible, could Rob and I give you a call at 6 tonight, your time, to chat about beating the Poms and the final? If that time doesn't suit, we can do any time from 6 p.m. to 9:45, your time. Cheers, mate. Paddy, Triple M Central Coast.
Good one. So you sent that off to him, and then he came back.
Came back with nothing.
Nothing.
Okay, Graham Arnold.
Graham. Now, he'll for sure.
Now, Graham used to coach the Mariners. Bloody brilliant bloke.
Graham Arnold.
Anyway, coach of Australia now for the World Cup of the soccer.
I know.
Down to Qatar.
What an opportunity. You have a relationship with him.
Oh, look at the text here. Hey, Arnie, it's Paddy. Hope all is well, mate. I'm producing.
Going
back.
Just to prove that you know him, because I reckon you're making this up.
You thought I was producing again this weekend. Blah, blah, blah. Can we have a chat?
Yeah.
Have guess what he responded?
Probably, was it nothing?
No.
Oh, he got back to you.
Sorry, mate. I'm out having a beer.
Oh.
Didn't let that deter me.
Unlucky.
Hey, Graham, it's Paddy. Yeah. Hope all is well. Can we get an interview in maybe Friday?
Okay.
Okay, this one. Sorry, Paddy, I'm in Russia. Okay, another one. Hey, Graham, congratulations, mate. Bloody exciting stuff. If possible, could Rob and I call you in the next half hour or tomorrow morning?
Was he drinking or travelling?
Nothing. But you don't let that deter you.
No.
Because what
try,
you do.
Try and try again.
Because, Robert, you know how, and I'll tell you how strange the worm turns.
Yeah.
Because you know how I applied for that $2 lottery ticket and Powerball in America was worth $1 billion.
That's right. Because you said, I'm going to win this. Mm-hmm. No problem. Buy your ticket.
Well, I didn't buy a ticket because I'm
more chance of getting killed by a vending machine.
That's right. That didn't matter. That didn't deter me.
I'll do it.
So anyway, what I did, I tried to apply for it, then pulled out at the last minute, still had all my details. So this morning I got an email from Donald J. Trump to my Hotmail account. I'm running to be the 47th president of the United States. Friend, I'm proud to tell you all that I just announced from Mar-a-Lago that I'm officially running for president of the United States. It is with your help America great again.
Has he asked for an interview?
No, wealthy again, America strong, America proud, America safe. It is hardworking patriots like you, talking to me, who built this country And it is hard-working patriots like you
yep.
who are going to save our country with me in 2024.
Brilliant. That's confident.
Yeah.
And he wants to chat when?
Oh, no, no. He just wants money because there's a fund rate. Contribute 250,
oh.
150 or 20 bucks yeah. or contribute
any amount. You didn't click on the link, did you?
I did foolishly. And so I'm...
What? You did?
No, no, I'm not going to
pop. Oh,
but I want to know who stood by me from the very beginning. So don't deter you. If you think something is out of reach, it's never out of reach. To have the president, the former president of the US, email you.
Send you an email.
That's pretty good.
You got through.
Don't worry about
Manny Pouch, gonna happen.
Graham Arnold, or Tom Slingsby.
Yeah. Some number one for persistence.
Bigger fish to fry.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
On the text line, yep. 0482 08 1077, from Troy. Morning, boys. Thanks for my two heads. My early birthday present. And the boys at the bar at Central Coast Brewery saying happy birthday to my partner.
Good on you, Troy.
From Troy.
Troy from Wyoming. Well done, mate.
Whose birthday was it? Your partner's or yours?
No. Read the text properly, mate.
It says, two heads, my early birthday present.
Saying happy birthday to my partner.
Yeah, so was it her birthday?
It was her birthday. No, no.
It says it's my early birthday.
No, it was her partner. Troy's partner.
Thanks for my two heads, my early birthday present.
I might have been his then. They could have had a dual birthday.
Hey, listen, some people, my mum and my dad have birthdays one day apart.
There you go.
There.
Well, we have got more frothies to give away now, more two heads to give away. Thanks to Central Coast Brewery, 13353. But what we're doing, we've got to make you work for it. We're just not going to hand it over.
No.
Because this is quite
Earth
interesting.
Flat?
Is the world well, could be.
Could look, ask that question.
After 4 years of retirement on Queensland's idyllic Sunshine Coast, a Melburnian sea changer, Peter, he traded the warmer climate for the hustle and bustle of Victoria. So he went back. He thought, I've retired. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to Noosa. After a while, I thought, geez, it's boring up here.
Boring.
And then he went back to Melbourne. Want
no,
to know?
You would not. A lot of,
yes.
He got bored at Noosa.
He got bored
and went back
at Noosa.
To Melbourne.
Boring is. Where's my swear on my
There's lots to do in Melbourne.
Yeah, there's lots to do
I
in
mean,
Noosa too.
You know, but it rains all the time.
But see, this is what happens. That's what we want to know. Boring is. He reckons. Have you left the Central Coast and regretted it and then came back? A lot of people have done that. They've gone, nah, I want a bit of a change.
I've never heard of anyone leaving the Central Coast.
I have.
Like who?
Heaps.
Because like once you're here, that's the thing. Everyone goes, oh.
But some people go, oh, it's because it's getting bigger. The traffic's going crazy, especially in the afternoons and the mornings. Traffic's getting crazy. It is a lot of people from coming, which is good. You know, adds money to the economy. A lot of people are traveling from Sydney, other areas. So it is getting big. I don't think our infrastructure can handle the increase in population. And people going, oh, I liked it when it was much quieter. So these go, oh, I'm going to rack off. And go somewhere quieter, then go, oh, I don't like
yeah,
where
don't
I live.
Like it much.
Because
maybe you've left the Central Coast and came back for love.
Maybe.
Could have happened.
Yes. Or you may have come to the Central Coast
for love.
13353. Let's know the reason that you maybe left, come back, or the reason you're here.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
We've got Rod from Arimba.
Hey, Rod.
Hey, Rod. Hello.
How are you, mate?
Not too bad. How are you going?
Yeah, we're getting there slowly. Now, did you leave
the coast? Did you?
What was that?
Did you start on the coast and then move away?
Yeah, I grew up in Arimba.
Yeah. And what happened? Where'd you move to?
Moved to a place called Currumbula.
Sorry?
Moved to a place called Currumbula, which is about 30 k's away, out of Tamworth.
Currumbula. What would the population of Currumbula be?
Oh, shit. Not much.
They got a pub in Currumbula?
Mate, they got a pub there. That's the main thing.
Okay.
Qualifies as a town.
How long did you stay in Currumbula for, Rod?
Still there, buddy.
Oh,
where are you
right.
now?
At the moment, just driving on the freeway back to Tamworth.
Right.
What made you go there? You didn't? Did you move for love?
No, don't be silly. no, I moved up there because at the time that's when Central Coast all started getting a bit more populated. So we wanted to get back to like the style where we lived in Arimba was.
Right, the country lifestyle, not many people, quiet, No traffic.
Yep. And you would, it's the thing that surprised me the most, moving up there, that many people that I ran into or I grew up with have moved all up that way.
Carrabubula.
Oh, well, Tamworth. And
Tamworth. Tamworth. All right. Just check the real estate prices in Carrabubula.
Hang on a second. Carrabubula.
Okay. Carrabubula.
Prices are going to go up. Right. You've an ad.
So you're heading back home now, Rod?
Yeah, I drive a truck. I travel down here every night.
Oh, right. Oh, well,
gotcha.
We'd be able to give him a six-pack, surely.
Yeah, we'll give you a six-pack.
We'll
absolutely
give you a six-pack from
will.
Central Coast Brewery.
Two heads.
Ah, that sounds good, buddy.
Okay, you had one choice to live, Arimba, Carrabubula, what would it be? Permanently for the rest of your life?
I'd say Arimba.
Oh.
Well done, Rod.
Well done. You said the right thing, Rod. Well done, mate. Well done. Now, honestly, did you leave the Central Coast and come back? Was it for love? You may have rocked up here for some reason.
G'day, Alex from Woi Woi.
How are you, champions?
Yeah, good boy.
All right.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad on this. Well, it was cold this morning, but now it's nice.
Bloody freezing, mate. What, 8 degrees driving.
What are you doing today?
Just driving around a bit, getting ready for working tomorrow, going up to Newcastle. So chasing after the kids.
Okay, mate. Now, you moved from the Central Coast. You used to live here?
Yeah, I moved down, for the usual love and work and all of that. Moved down to a beautiful, inverted commas, suburb called Eaglevale.
Where's that?
Near Campbelltown. Near Campbelltown. It's a suburb there. The only thing I found out afterwards was that I lived two doors down from the Malat family.
Okay.
What? Really?
Did you really? Wow. So you moved from the coast, you moved to Campbelltown for, what'd you move there for?
For a girl at the time and for work as well. I was commuting.
Okay. Yeah, right. How long did you stay there for?
2 years too long.
So it didn't work out, or it did with the girl?
No. We separated, and she separated the dogs as well. So we had two Rottweilers. She took one, I had the other.
Yeah,
it does happen. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful. And so what happened then? You'd rent tar between your legs back to the Central Coast?
Yeah, you could see like the old cartoons, like the dust behind me. I was like diddly-diddly up the road. Couldn't wait to get back up to God's waiting room.
Diddly-diddly.
This is Alex. Leaving Campbelltown, mate. And have you moved forward since?
No, mate. Always. I moved from Cairns originally down to the coast, and when I was 12, family followed about 6 months later, and then. Lived on the coast all my life, except for that 2 year stint down to Sydney. I wouldn't change anything.
No, that's right.
Don't live with regrets.
Yeah. Mate, we're going to give you a six pack of brewery beer. Thanks to Central Coast Brewery. Two heads is yours, mate. Well done.
Beautiful, mate. Just a quick one before you go. You're doing a great job with the two heads. Bit of merch idea for you, so I'll jump on the bandwagon like you guys normally do.
Yeah.
Get some hats made up with two heads, like two hats made into one, or two heads on a beanie or something like that.
Hang on.
two heads on a hat.
Some ideas are good ideas.
Two heads.
Yeah, just not that one.
He's on the bandwagon.
I wouldn't be wearing that.
Oh.
Thanks.
Anyone's ideas but his own. He shoots Alex down.
Cheers, thanks, mate.
It'd go mad in Tasmania. Don't worry about that.
Jeez, get out of here.
Hey, boys.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, mate, stay there. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Oh, you know what? Kylie has texted us from Spencer on 0482 081077.
G'day, Kylie.
Yeah, morning, boys. Loved Triple M Central Coast. Listen every day on the way to work. Just wanted to say good morning and hope you have a warm and happy day. I'm off to work another day. Another 50 cents. Good on you, Kylie. Well done. Now, what have you got? Relationship rules.
Okay, there's
about,
a couple,
mate?
Right? And
Hang on. Should I get my pen ready?
They've got a few rules that they've sort of put on their TikTok for their marriage. They just got married.
Geez, you're big into TikTok now, aren't you? Yeah, massive.
No, not really.
Yeah, no, you are.
No, but look, they've put these up, and a lot of people are going, well, let's not heed this advice.
Yeah, okay.
One rule they have is that they share their live location with each other 24/7. So that's a rule of the marriage. So live location. So it's always there. Like we have this.
Where are you?
We got Life 360 on ours, so you can see where the kids are. Which is, I think, which is a clever thing.
Yeah, which is good.
I remember Gwen said to me, "Why haven't you shared your location on Life 360?" I said, "Well, because sometimes I like to play golf in the afternoon." And
yeah. See, Kirst just got a tracker on my car.
Is that right?
She just tracks me.
Yeah.
And then
that lump on the back of your neck is actually a tracker.
Yeah, that's not a tracker. And also, you know, where's my iPhone? You know how you have that app?
Yeah.
That's she just tracks me that way.
Just tracks you.
Yeah.
Well, they just share their location 24/7, so they both know at all times where they are.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, okay, that's maybe. Good. They also share all of their passwords.
Mine do. I do too. My
every password for everything.
I had to block my idiot mate because he was sending rude stuff on Facebook. DMing me, and so I had to block him because I said everyone uses. I've got it all open at home.
Go hang out with these couple.
Nothing to hide.
And what was the other one?
Get a picture of you.
Yeah. Oh, and third, they're not allowed to hang out with the opposite gender alone. It's off limits. Come on, you're allowed to have friends of a different gender to yourself. Surely
you should be able to.
That's yes, a bit you should.
Going overboard.
A
bit
childish.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what to know. We don't have any hard fast rules. I said that I would share my location, but only if she wasn't upset if she saw me on a golf course.
How often?
She said, "All right."
How often you play golf?
Happens a bit.
Yeah.
Only 9 holes.
See when
who's got time for 18?
Of course you don't. See when I get home and Kirst locks me in that room.
Yeah.
I got nowhere to go. So
that's exactly
you know.
You are.
So.
Yep. You're not coming out till you put the mask on.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
I think this could only happen in China. A Chinese man has run a marathon whilst smoking an entire packet of cigarettes. So he's actually come 574th place out of 1,500 competitors. So he's in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And
we're not endorsing smoking cigarettes, but this is just a funny story. Like you run a marathon, how hard is it to run, let alone smoke a packet along the way?
Can you imagine? Just even, what about the runners running alongside this bloke? Yeah, you'd be absolutely filthy.
Did it say how old he is?
He's about 50 years old. He's done it 3 or 4 times.
And he just chuffs away.
Yeah, just blazes away, and he's running a marathon. On the certificate, says he's completed the race. He's done it in 26.2 miles in 3 hours and 28 minutes.
See, that's a bloody legend.
Respectable time.
And a pack of darts along the way.
That's how fast he'd be if he wasn't on the gas.
God, there we go.
Anyway, some people are just nuts.
Yeah, well, this bloke here, a groom has baffled the internet with his unconventional wedding entrance. He walked down the aisle in a coffin. The groom's friends uploaded a video to TikTok, now boasting 8.3 million views, showing a coffin being unloaded from the trunk of a car carried by the groomsman and the bridesmaid to the altar. Now, once the coffin was set down, the groom could be seen
just dying to get married.
Helped out of the vehicle of choice, getting ready to say, "I do." Is this a funeral? No, this is how my friend decided to walk down the aisle, the caption read.
Was it, does it say what the bride did? Was she expecting it?
Well, it says here, commentators couldn't believe the stunt the groom pulled. Now, the ones carrying are so embarrassed, said one commentator. Is he trying to say his life is over now? Another interpreted. I'd be at the bar already drinking, trying to figure out how to make different friends, another bloke said. And then someone said, defending the actions, I actually thought this was kind of cute. I interpret it like, I was dead before I met you, or my life didn't really truly start until.
He found some symbolic.
Or now, and well, technically.
This is the beginning of my life.
Yeah, your life.
No.
Your life has ended.
There's plenty wrong with it.
So there we go. That might be a unconventional way if you're thinking of getting married this weekend or are getting married this weekend.
Ill-advised.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Look, embarrassing yourself in front of your in-laws is not uncommon, but Mike Tindall's story may just take the crown. Now, he's the former Rugby World Cup winner in Rugby Union. Oh, I said that. He's appearing on British TV show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. and he made this revelation about his mother-in-law. Now, his mother-in-law is Princess Anne, because he's married to Zara Phillips.
Tread carefully there, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. And then what happened, though, he was on Monday night's episode. He was, this is at his wife's 30th birthday party. They were dancing on the dance floor. He was with Princess Anne, and he thought he'd do the splits. And as he said, and you are testament to this, a rugby player's bums and legs never fit a pair of pants.
Never.
Like exhibit.
It is impossible.
Exhibit A. Look at that there.
I've torn many pairs.
Bend over. There we go.
If I squat too fast.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why I wear shorts mostly.
But what happened? He did something like that in front of his mother-in-law, ripped his pants and straight in front of her. But then he had these boxer shorts on, and on these boxer shorts were written, "Nibble my nuts." And anyway, she turned around and said, "I'd rather not. I'm going," and walked off. Now, that is embarrassing.
That is a little. I actually, first time I ever met my father-in-law, I might have told you this before, I'm not sure. But I met him with Gwen, my wife, at their place in North Wales, middle of nowhere. And I'm standing there in front of him, "G'day, Gareth." And he goes, "Oh, hello."
Did he call you?
I said, "G'day, Gareth."
Oh, that's his name.
Gareth. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right.
Gareth. I thought there was they roll their R's. Gareth.
Oh, okay. It's a Welsh thing, isn't it?
Yeah, Gareth.
Yeah.
Anyway, I said Gareth because I was proper, you know, ocker. Yeah. But anyway, he said, "G'day, g'day." And he was trying to give us the rundown because we were staying at their place for a few days. Hmm. I'd only been with Gwen for a little while and I was meeting him for the first time and he's given us the rundown of the house. He said, "Look, it's a septic system here. So I've just spent a weekend cleaning out that pipe and I don't want to have to do it again. So no ladies' products down the toilet," looking at Gwen, "and no Johnny's." And he's looked straight back to me. Johnny's referring to condoms.
Condoms.
And you could have swallowed me whole. I shrunk to the size of a bean. And then Gwen's turned around, looked at him and said, "That's all right, Dad. We don't use them." What do I do
and this
here?
This is the first time.
First time I'd ever met him. We've been talking for 5 minutes and he's already gone straight to the septic system and then referred to,
Are you doing the do?
Yeah.
Sans protection.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what happens. Anyway, that's what happens.
If the earth could have swallowed me then, it would have.
Would have been that day.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.